Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back to the Grilling Guys, each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the Spartan Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. On the line now, we've got our favorite Raging Cajun, Keith Guidry. Keith, you out there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, T-Gid?
Not too much, man. Just licking my wounds after a lovely weekend of football.
Did you lose some money?
No, I didn't win no money. I'm just living on love, bro. The love is treating tickets just fine. We had a trifecta. The Cajuns won, LSU won, the Saints won. Man, we're loving life down here.
Yeah, well, that's a better weekend than we had. My Spartans got their tail kicked by Notre Dame last weekend, and fortunately, the Lions cleaned up on Robbie Russell's team, the Kansas City Chiefs, but. What we want to talk about is tailgating in Cajun country and why you all put on such a good party for tailgate, what you do, and how you spice up life a little bit.
Well, I'll tell you what, it basically starts with, the Fs, you know, the friends, family, and food. You know, that's what's big down here in Cajun country, and when you mix those three together, it's just a party.
So what would be, like, one of the big staples that everybody grills for a tailgate in Lafayette, Louisiana?
You know, I mean, it's anything goes. You know, it depends on, how you wake up on which side of the bed, you know. It could be anything from a Cajun jambalaya to feed, you know, hundreds of people. It could be a corn mock shoe. It could be a whole hog. It could be Oysters Rockefeller Bay Avenue on the grill. It could be shrimp. It just depends.
Man, sounds like you're living large. How's that recipe sound to you there, Jop?
You know, I was listening to that, but I'm all interested in that Oyster Rockefeller because we are from the north up here, and we don't have fresh oysters. We can get them, but it's not something we have practice with. So why don't we break that down a little bit, Gid, and tell us, how do you grill an oyster? Tell me about that.
Well, you start off with a nice, salty oyster, you know, and I know some people don't have oysters, or they might have clams, you know, it's the same thing. You don't shuck them, you know, you just throw them up on the grill and on a medium fire, probably about 350, and you close the lid, and it doesn't take long. The steam starts building up in that oyster shell, and it'll pop, you know, it'll pop open, kind of like a pistachio nut, you know, and then you open the lid and you basically shuck off the top section of that oyster, and you can mix a Rockefeller is more of a spinach condiment that you can put on top with like a cream sauce and cheese, and then Bay Avenue is more of like a shrimp, you know, kind of marinated down with also cheese and a sauce, and you just top it off with that. And I'm telling you, you felt like you died and went to heaven, man.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. We're talking with our friend T. Gid from the Percy Guidry Company in Lafayette, Louisiana. And I'd love to go to a Saints game with you sometime because I love Oysters Rockefeller. That's just, you didn't say when we talked earlier that you were going to throw that one up, but you really piqued my interest in that one.
Well, you know, in Cajun country, if it's around and it's near, if it's near your hand, you throw it on the pit, you know.
So what else might you be grilling?
Well, you know, we do pretty much anything. We do chicken wings. You know, I tell you, one of the local staples. Have you heard of boudin?
Yeah, I've had boudin.
Yeah, well, boudin is traditionally steamed in a rice cooker, and it's kind of like a sausage. For those who don't know, it's kind of like sausage with rice in it, you know, and it has all kind of onion tops and pig parts and stuff like that. It's delicious. It's basically a meal in a casing. And about a few years ago, we started grilling them, and I'm telling you, it's pretty cool to just throw a bunch of boudin on the pit and then take some nice big biscuits and kind of bake them up on the grill. And then when the biscuits are done, you kind of cut a piece of that boudin off and you stick it on that biscuit. And you put some nice cheese on top of that, And I tell you, that's how we start the day when we're tailgating. We call it the Cajun breakfast. You know, it'll clog up your arteries, but, man, is it good.
I'll tell you, Rob Russell and I did a class in Chicago a few months ago, and he must have frozen some last time he saw you. And we brought it to that class, and we didn't use it at the class. It accidentally ended up in my cooler and on my grill.
Oh, there's a story I've heard before.
On my grill at home. Yeah, he couldn't take it back because he was flying. Oh, it was so good. That's the first time I ever had it. Now, do you peel the skin off that when you eat it?
No, you see, whenever you cook it steamed, it's kind of rubbery. So you just basically stick the boudin in your mouth, and you just kind of wrap your lips around it, and you just pull it out, and the casing stays rubbery. But when you're grilling it, the casing kind of hardens up, so you can break it off. So it's a lot more manageable if you want to eat everything. It's definitely digestible. It comes out somewhere.
That's a natural casing, but it is pretty chewy.
Oh, yeah, it's rubbery unless you grill it.
Okay, Gid, so now I'm going to do some oysters up here. We're going to find them somewhere, and I'm going to grill them at our next tailgate. But you got to tell me, what are you drinking when you're doing oysters? What do you put with that as a beverage that kind of brings out the flavor?
And I tell you what, you know, the kids doesn't drink anymore, but there's a lot of them Cajuns, you know, that they're not prejudiced when it comes to, you know, adult beverages when they barbecue. And so anything from a cool, you know, Budweiser or some kind of beer or you know, a glass of wine or a shot of tequila or you name it, they're drinking it. So maybe up there where you guys are, people a little bit more they pick wines to go with certain meals. Down here, they just if it's cold, they're drinking it.
That sounds like a tailgate party. Well, listen. I appreciate you taking some time with us today, and once again, y'all enjoy your tailgate season down there, and we'll be checking you out one of these days. I'm going to have to find an airplane that goes to Lafayette. Oh, I forgot. I ran into your friend in Chicago.
Who's that?
Your sales rep for the radio station.
Robin. I saw the picture. Isn't she a sweetheart?
Oh, yeah. She's. I'll tell you what, she's a sharp salesperson. Well, number two in the country. That's why she was sent out to Chicago to that NAB event. But pretty funny when we're talking, and she says she's from Lafayette. I go, you know, T-Gid? She started laughing. It's a small world.
If you want to see a short montage video of how we roll down here in Cajun country on tailgating, you know, they can go on our Facebook site. We posted a video. It's the Cruz Jamais de la Vie, which translation means never in my life. And when you watch that video, you'll probably hear people saying that. Wow, never in my life have I seen people cook like that. And that's just how we roll. And we love doing it. We love having you guys have us on. And many well wishes to y'all up there.
Hey, thanks. No wonder the Saints are on a roll. Their fans are so happy.
I tell you what, baby, there's some good football going on right now.
Yeah. Well, good for you. All right, brother. We'll catch up with you again.
Cool.
Thanks. That's T. Gid, Keith Guidry from the Percy Guidry Company in Lafayette, Louisiana. That's third-generation barbecuers right there. Very large company, very big into—they make the Cajun Grill. That family is his brother Greg, just good guys. They run a solid business, and it's quite an enterprise. But we always appreciate his perspective because the boy can cook.
Yeah, I'm gonna head over to D&W or Family Fair after the show, and I'm gonna grab me some of those oysters. I know I've seen them in their seafood case.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm gonna give this a run because that's something I've never grilled before, and I want to give it a try. I'm always up for something new. I know it sounds pretty easy. He said just put them on there and close the lid, and when they pop open, they're done. I mean, I love oysters, but I've never eaten them that way.
Oysters Rockefeller at the New Orleans House in Louisville always had them, and it's all you could eat. And I would just, like, pretty much just eat Oysters Rockefeller because they had them. But that's a great dish. And, wow, wouldn't you blow people away at a tailgate party? We might want to do that up at Ferris.
I know. You roll out with those. That's the last thing they're going to expect you to pull out of your cooler.
Yeah.
Is that. But
I'm liking it.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit with Bob again about this Charlie Jabor shish kebab. He's got a redo on it, a little bit different flavor. But I tell you what, I've eaten these with Bob, and they're fantastic. Then we're going to jet out, talk to our friend Mike Peters. He's wrapping up his Kansas City Barbecue Society tour. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.